Excuse me, I need to talk to someone. About what? About this! What is it? It's a shirt! A shirt that is completely unwearable! A shirt that your store was trying to sell to me under the impression of being completely normal! Here, take it and see for yourself. See? It's completely ripped up and completely unwearable! How could you allow such a thing to happen in your store? I will not stand for such incompetence! What do you mean it's supposed to look like that? Don't treat me like a fool! I know for a fact that that shirt is completely damaged and unable to be worn properly! Do you know how close I was to actually purchasing this shirt? If it weren't for the mirrors in the changing room, I never would have known just how close I was to buying a faulty shirt. And I'm telling you, it's not supposed to look like that. I found this exact shirt online, only it wasn't destroyed. And I came here hoping to find that exact shirt, only to be met with this disaster piece that dares calls itself a shirt. Yeah, you better make this right. I came here for service, and I expect to be served the way I deserve. Excuse me? Did you just call me an annoying bitch? No. Don't act like you didn't just mutter it under your breath. I heard you clearly. I am not deaf, nor am I stupid, young man. Such a bratty and incapable person shouldn't even be allowed to work here if you're going to treat a valued customer like myself this way. Why, I ought to contact your manager and get you fired right now. Oh? You'll actually take me to your manager? Well. It's about time someone actually does what I tell them to. I swear, you have no idea how often I have this sort of chat with store clerks, and they look at me like I'm the bad guy, like I'm the idiot who isn't doing their job right. You know what? Since you actually agreed to take me to your manager with this shirt complaint along with your faulty service, I'll let you off with a warning. Now then, let's go and meet the manager of this place and get this whole thing sorted the way it should have been sooner. Huh. Isn't this the back of the store? Huh. So this is what it looks like. Wow, I've been coming to this store for months now. And I never expected that I'd come to the back room like this. I guess I've always been curious of what a store's back room looks like. I guess this is it. Anyways, enough of that. Where is your manager supposed to be? Right in front of me? What do you mean? Wait. You don't mean... You're the manager? I can't believe this! How could someone so rude and so utterly useless be the manager of such a popular store? I know I said I'd let you off with a warning, but that doesn't change how horrid you've been to me so far! I'm the horrible one? How dare you! I swear, I'll contact your superiors and have your manager title stripped from you! How did you know my name is Elaine? What the hell are you- I don't always pester people who work at the mall. Did you just call me a typical Karen? How dare you call me that? Do you know how offensive that term is? Stop interrupting me! Okay, so you know who I am. So what? What does that prove? That doesn't prove anything, and it certainly doesn't prove that I'm a Karen, which I'm certainly not. I am not lonely. Why on earth would you assume such a preposterous thing? How on earth do you know that? Well, just because I'm divorced, and my kids don't talk to me that much anymore, that doesn't mean a goddamn thing! Also, why the hell do you know that information? I could sue you for that, you know! I don't harass people to fill a void in my life! I don't! I swear to God, I don't! Why do you keep assuming that I... Alright, I admit it. I admit that I do this because I'm bored and I don't have much else going on in my life. God, how could you make me say something so stupid by saying such cruel things to me? Just what do you want from me? An apology for what I said? Well, I'm sorry for all I said. Now just let me go and maybe I won't get you in trouble for saying such awful things to me about my life. What are you talking about? You can fix my problems? I doubt that, given how much you've lacked in helping me so far. Stop oogling my chest! I know I rushed out of the changing room without a shirt on, but that doesn't give you an excuse to ogle at my chest like some pervert! What are you- How dare you! This is sexual harassment, you know! I'll sue you for this! I swear to God I will! I'm trembling because you just assaulted me! You just ripped my bra off my body! Exposing my chest to you! No, it doesn't mean I like this! Also, get your hands off of me, you sick bastard!
This brat's fondling my chest like he owns me. Just what the hell is he doing? And why aren't I fighting back?
No, I'm not. I'm not sensitive. Shut up. You're embarrassing me. I'm telling you, I'm not sensitive. Just shut up and get your hands off of me. It's about time you listened. Now, apologize right now and maybe I won't report you to the police for this. No, I did not like that at all. Why on earth would you assume that? Such a disgusting comment. You can't tell that I'm... wet just by looking at me. And for the record, I am not wet. I am as dry as a desert after all of that. What do you... Get your hands out of my pants, you sick pervert! I'll scream! I swear to God, I'll scream!
Ah! fondled like this. It shouldn't feel this good, but it does. What the hell is wrong with me? And he's so much younger than I am. And yet he's making me feel so much better than my husband ever did, without even trying. I refuse to give him the satisfaction of letting him know that, though. I refuse to let him know that.
Get your fingers out of me. So, you're being so rough with them. I can't. Shut up. I'm not enjoying this. I'm not enjoying this at all. Just stop. Stop. I'm not going to come already. Just shut the hell up. Why'd you pull them out all of a sudden? Of course I wasn't enjoying it. I was just asking. You'll only... What the hell kind of proposition is that? You'll only let me come if I suck your dick for you? You honestly think that I would do such a thing? Well, I'll tell you this right now. I'm...
God, he's fucking huge. He's way bigger than my ex-husband's. I've never seen a cock that big before. It's making me throb in ways I've never felt before. Just what the hell is this man doing to me? I swear, am I actually going to do this? Am I actually going to go through with this?
Fine. I said fine. I'll suck that dick of yours. I'll suck it like you've never felt before. I mean, after all, I've had plenty of experience with men in my day. I've certainly handled cocks like this before, so I'm certain I could please this in a way that you've never experienced. Don't call me a slutty hag. I am not slutty, nor am I a hag. Do you want me to give you a blowjob or not? Let go of my hair, you!
He's actually face fucking me right now. He's forcing me onto his cock by my hair and it feels amazing. My husband was never this rough with me when we were together, when we did have sex. He was always such a prude. I always thought it was something I had to put up with, but this is so much better than I could have imagined sex to be. And he hasn't even put it in me yet.
What? One, don't call me an old hag. And two, I didn't tell you to stop fucking my throat with that cock of yours. That's it. Shove it back.
Oh God, I can feel him about to come in my mouth. Oh, I can feel it. How much he's twitching from pleasure. Oh, it's driving me. It's driving me nuts. I can't handle it. I need to come. I need to come so badly.
Yes, I'm fine. I just... As much as I'm enjoying sucking your cock, I need it inside of me. You want me to beg? Oh, you dirty, dirty boy, you. Please, fill this slutty Karen's pussy up with your big, beautiful dick. I won't deny it. I've been such a bitch to everybody because I am lonely. I'm lonely and bored and irritated with the world, and at the same time, I haven't had a good lay in years. I can't remember the last time I got fucked and actually enjoyed it. My husband was never good at sex, and no matter how much I tried to encourage new things in the bedroom, he always said no. So I'm just fed up with everything. And all I need right now is just to be dicked down into submission. Please, please dick me down good and hard. Please punish me for being so horrible to you earlier. I'll be a good girl. I'll be a good girl. I'll be your slutty hag if that's what you want me to be. Just please, please shove that thing in me. That's it. Oh, bend me over one of your desks. Treat me like garbage. I deserve it for being so horrible. Please, please manhandle me more. Ripping down my pants and panties so suddenly. Oh, that's it. Line that cock of yours with my slutty pussy. Please, shove that giant thing inside of me! Already going so fast, I can't handle it! Oh, fuck. My husband has never ever done it to me like this before when we were still together. Oh, God, I've never knew that sex could feel this good. Yes, pull my hair more. Yank it out if you want to, I don't care. Just keep punishing me. I've been such a bad, bad old hag. I've been such a naughty, slutty girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Ugh. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Make me come hard. Make me come hard with that delicious big dick of yours. I want it so bad. I want it. I want it. I want it. Oh, fuck. Oh, coming. Keep fucking into me. Keep fucking into me. Keep using me up. Keep using my dirty, used up hole. Make it all yours. How are you gonna finally come? Are you going to fill me up? Oh, fuck. Get me pregnant. Give me another baby. Oh, fuck. Make me a mother again. Make me a mother again. Yes, I've been good. I'll be good. I'll be so, so good. Just please, 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 make me come again. Make me come again. Make me come again. Coming. Oh, so much of your cum. I can feel it stretching my womb out. Oh god, it's so hot. So, so hot. I never knew that. I never knew that sex could feel that good. I must thank you for helping me see the error of my ways. I promise I'll be a much better woman the next time I come here. I promise. Yes, I promise. Under one condition. Would you mind taking me down like this more often? I think I've become addicted to your cock. You'll actually do it. You'll continue giving me the good stuff if I behave. A cougar? Me? Well, I've never been called that before. That's new. Am I a sexy cougar, though? I'm glad you think so, young ma'am. Now, how about we going for another round? I may be much older than you, but my body still feels as young as it was when I was in my 20s. And I'm just as horny and eager. So how about it? You ready?